My Story, an autobiography of a homosexual Christian by Derek Michael Shaw. Episode 10, Two Incidents and Five Things. There were two more significant incidents during my time in Montana. At Priest Lake, Idaho, in the summer of 2007, I told Jonathan and Kendra, my younger brother and his wife, that I was homosexual. I had always been confused and then too afraid to outwardly express the homosexual attraction that I felt around my friends and family. By 2007, though, 6 years after I had accepted I had homosexual attraction, I needed my family and friends to know about my homosexuality, and I trusted Jonathan and Kendra more than anyone else in my life. I'm glad that I did, as they gave me hope that maybe I wasn't going to hell for having or acting on homosexual attraction. Maybe I wasn't damned for simply wanting to be in a monogamous, committed, homosexual relationship. But Jonathan and Kendra agreed that my parents and other siblings would react badly to finding out about my sexuality. So I didn't tell my parents or any other family members. The second incident is documented in a letter I sent to my friend Ben sometime in 2007. If you recall, he was my accountability partner sophomore year at Wheaton College, and we had remained friends over the years. I was a groomsman in his wedding right after we graduated, and some of my first moments drinking vodka were with him and a group of mutual friends in Maryland. Here is what I wrote. Ben, so I wrote you a letter like this 3 years ago, which started some discussion between us, as well as reaffirmed that we wanted to keep in touch with each other. I realize that has kind of gone by the wayside, as both of us haven't done the best at keeping in touch or returning each other's calls or emails. Hopefully this letter gets us a little back on track. First, let me lay it out to you. Over the past 3 years, after I wrote the email to you where I said I thought I would be fulfilled by a homosexual relationship, I have experimented and tried finding relationships and sex with other guys I have met, mainly through online venues. It hasn't been easy, especially since I view God as looking down on me and condemning me to hell for my behavior and actions. I know that God loves me and I know His grace is infinite, but at the same time I have this thought. How could He forgive someone who is engaging in willful, sinful acts, who is not asking for forgiveness or showing repentance? But we can get to that later. It has been a very singular journey because I didn't allow myself to tell anyone about what I was trying and experiencing, besides what I shared with other guys who were also gay. And while they were accepting of my actions, most, if not all, did not share my beliefs. After all, it is depressing to think that your actions right now are condemning you to hell and a life without God. So most of the gay guys I meet are either not religious, or they have a very liberal Christianity, where they view the homosexuality passages in the Bible differently than I do. Although I am wondering if I should revise my beliefs on those passages, especially since they are only a few of them in the Old and New Testament. But I guess I survived by pushing my religion back into the background. I still go to church, I will pray every once in a while, and I tithe. I don't read my Bible or have a relationship with God, because every time I try to approach and talk to Him, I realize that my sexuality puts up a wall between us. Now, I think that this wall was created by myself rather than God. But I don't know how God would break down the wall unless I can really believe that God created me this way and wants me to stay this way. That is what I feel. I feel like this is a part of me I don't just want to change or pray away until I find out what caused it and whether if changing my sexuality would change other parts of me as well. But how do I find out where these feelings of attraction come from? No one really has an answer to it right now, although there are a lot of theories out there. I can debunk quite a few of them, because I wasn't sexually abused, I didn't have a distant father, I didn't have a broken family, I wasn't influenced by the media or society, at least not until college. And while I accepted to myself that I was attracted to guys my senior year in college, looking back, there was a component to guy attraction earlier than that. I had stared at guys in high school, and I was teased for being gay once or twice, although I think it was more just because I was short, didn't have a girlfriend, and they wanted to pick on me rather than actually thinking I was gay. When I first masturbated, I would look at pictures of guys, underwear models in the Sears catalog, because that was what turned me on. So I had this attraction from the beginning, although I didn't accept it for a while. And while I was attracted to a girl, Jenny, at Wheaton, I realize now that it was only emotionally that I was attracted to her. I never thought of her in a physical, sexual way. And I guess that could be some of the influence on my attraction to guys. Growing up as a conservative Christian, I was taught to respect women, to not think of them sexually. But so are thousands of other conservative Christian boys, and they have no problem eventually thinking sexually about girls. For me, that feeling never developed. The other rationale that fits more into why I am attracted to guys is that my mother was a very dominant figure in my life and in our family. You could say that I took more after the feminine side because she was my biggest influence in my early life. Although I don't feel that I am feminine or that homosexuality is rooted in feminism, because it isn't. I actually consider myself a masculine homosexual. Here's a little more on that. My mother wanted a girl. After my two older brothers, she definitely wanted a girl. And yet she had my brother and me. And while she loves us, and I know that, a part of me wonders if her desire for a girl affected me, possibly even in the womb. I don't really buy that, but maybe there was some chemical stuff going on that affected my development even then. The reason I say this is because I firmly believe I had no choice in my feelings, and that it is deeper than just environmental factors growing up. I guess you could say that I do believe it is genetic, or maybe you have a genetic predisposition to develop feelings of attraction to the same sex. The second part of my mother's influence stems from my being a caring and empathetic kid when I was around my mother. When my mom would cry because she was stressed or mad at my dad, I would start crying as well, because when I saw her pain, I was in pain. Again, not to say that homosexuals are weeny or puny or emotional, but that stereotype exists out there, and there has to be a little truth to it. Ultimately, though, I don't know why I have these feelings, which is a very big obstacle in my life. The reason being, I don't know if God created these feelings, or if they are a result of sin in the world, or if they exist for some other reason, or a combination of all of them. I would love to reach a conclusion, especially one that said that God was okay with me living a homosexual lifestyle, because the only way I can see that I can live a heterosexual lifestyle is to have God quote-unquote heal me and make me right. And I believe that God could heal this. After all, He is God. But I don't want to be healed. And I don't know if I could believe that it would work for the rest of my life. I would be very paranoid that I would start liking guys again and then cause so much pain for my spouse. And I would never want to do that. And why don't I want to be healed? I think I mentioned this before, but I don't want to be healed until I figure out where this came from, and if God will accept me living a homosexual lifestyle. And I'm afraid of what else it will change about me if I asked God to change my attraction. And honestly, I like being attracted to guys. I like the feeling it gives me. I like the feeling I can give other guys when they are attracted to me. When a girl is attracted to me, which I think is happening with my friend Liz right now, I feel really bad and awkward because I know I'm not attracted back. You may be wondering why I am telling you all of this, especially since most of it will sound like a rehash of the first email I sent you 3 years ago. Well, there is a big reason why I am emailing you now. It is more to ask to see if you still accept me and love me after knowing that I have not only entertained thoughts of being gay, but I have engaged in homosexual relationships and sex. Let me say that I am careful and smart about my sexual contact. Well, as careful and smart as you can be. I know there are still dangers out there, but I couldn't sit back and wait for marriage until I had sex because I wanted to be with a guy. I guess I could have waited until I married a guy, but we aren't really at that point in our society. I want to know that you are okay with having me as a friend, and I want to know your honest thoughts. If you think I am totally wrong with God, let me know. If you think I can be healed, let me know that. If you think that living a homosexual lifestyle doesn't exclude me from being a Christian, let me know that. And maybe you think we dealt with all of this 3 years ago, but those emails had no actual actions to them. They were only about my desires and my frustration. Eventually, those emails did lead me to consider and eventually act on my desires, both in the last 9 months in Delaware and the past 2 years here in Billings. So I want you to know the truth, because I have been hiding it and suppressing it to all my friends and family. You aren't the only one who knows this time around, although after I emailed you 3 years ago, I never told anyone else or brought it up. This time, I told my younger brother and his wife in person. I had made up my mind to tell them while we were back from Japan for 2 weeks. Last weekend, there was a perfect chance because we were talking about if I liked anyone and if I had dated anyone recently. And I finally had the guts to tell them that I was attracted to guys. Basically, I then told them everything that I just told you. And the most amazing thing was that they said they still loved me and accepted me and that they didn't know what they believed about homosexuality. The best thing was right after I said it, my sister-in-law had this big smile on her face. And she said, "I knew it." And that just made me feel okay, because they had thought about it and wondered, but it hadn't ruined their life or driven them away. I am still worried about that, with them and with you. Although you may initially accept me, maybe you reconsider and take a new position on the issue. Or maybe you never fully accept it and feel comfortable around me. I don't know. I guess I'm just concerned that this will change things for the worse, and they will never be the same. But I have hung out with my brother again since I told him, and it was still normal and relaxed, although I know he is still evaluating what he believes about the issue. I don't know who else I could tell, or who else I want to tell right now. Eventually, I would like to tell the rest of my siblings and possibly my parents, but there are so many issues in that. And I don't want to risk the existing relationship I have. I can tell you more about why I don't think they would take it too well if I told them, either my older brothers or my parents. I think it would just shock my sister and she would have a hard time dealing with it. Parents would feel they had done something wrong, and my older brother might cut me off from my niece and nephew. So I need to find out about these 5 things. 1. Why do I have these feelings? 2. I need to figure out if God will accept me living a homosexual lifestyle. The only way I can see him doing that is if I still refrain from sexual contact, because while he may accept homosexuality, he certainly does not accept sexual immorality, which is basically sex outside of marriage. And I don't know how I could be in a homosexual relationship, a fulfilled, complete relationship, without sex. But maybe I can figure that out. 3, I need to somehow get over my wall or block that I have put up and start talking to God. 4, and I need to experience His love and acceptance, even if I am engaging in willful, unrepentant sin. What was good to hear was that my brother didn't think I was going to hell simply for engaging in willful, unrepentant sin, because he said tons of people, tons of Christians, do that every day. I tried to point out that they are eventually repentant and ask for forgiveness, whereas I don't ever ask for forgiveness for chatting with guys or hanging out with guys with the intent to date them or have sex. But he is right. If God can accept deathbed conversions, maybe he is more gracious than I believe. Number 5. Finally, I would like to find a guy to date and have a committed relationship with. I have dated a few guys casually, but nothing serious, nothing with any meaning. But I guess number 5 doesn't fit in with the others. I wish it did, which is why I included it here and why I am going to keep talking to guys in the hopes of finding something committed and serious. And maybe you don't even remember the email from 3 years ago that started so much. I have been rereading it quite a few times, and I gave my original email to my brother to read. If you don't remember it, I can send it, although it probably sounds like this email. I think this email is more positive and less frustrated, though. Well, maybe this isn't more positive, but it is more set. Before, I was wavering on whether I should act on my feelings. Now I am only wondering, how do I act on these feelings and still be a Christian? Because up to this point, I haven't been able to do that. And maybe I will never be able to do that. But I am accepting that I want to keep pursuing guys and acting on my feelings. But give me your honest opinion if you think I shouldn't do that, or if you think I am messing up my life or my relationship with God by doing these things. I do miss you and hope you are doing good. I am not as lonely as I was in Delaware because I have family and friends here, and I have made a few gay friends who I can just talk to or hang out with, so that helps too. But I realize that I have no idea where you are at with your own spirituality, or even in your contentment with life, or in your marriage, or anything. And I do want to find out about you. So, while you can reply to that, I would also like to hear how you are doing, or if there are things I can help you with. Because it seems like I am starting to make a bad habit out of typing up huge emails for you to respond to. Thanks for being a true friend, though, and for being more than a college friend, by being a lifelong friend. Well, I'm about out of self-exploration and self-evaluation for now, so I might read through this and correct errors and then send it to you soon. I hope you are having a good day. Say hi to Allison for me, too. This ends the Christian part of my story, as I was primarily a Christian dealing with homosexual attraction from age 13 to 28. From 2008 onward, I became a homosexual dealing with Christian attraction because I still felt a connection to God, even though I wasn't regularly praying, going to church, or seeking God's will for my life. I could still see evidence of God in creation, and I even saw evidence of God's provision in my life. I went to church off and on in the past decade, but I effectively wasn't practicing my faith for most of my time in Portland. Here is where part 2 of my story begins, because for the first time in my life, I experienced mutual romantic attraction, physical, sexual, emotional, and for me, spiritual. I met a boy who captured my heart and my imagination, a boy who led me on a wild adventure. The only boy I've fallen in love with, and a man I still care about and call family, even today. I am the man I am today because of this relationship. I confess that I did things I am not proud of. I made mistakes. I said and did things that hurt myself and my partner. As time went on, I seemed to lose the best parts of myself to worry, fear, and pain. Emotional pain because of family rejections and my partner's avoidant attachment style, and physical pain with various maladies. But by the end of this story, I hope you can see what I do about my story. That it's a story of God's love and redemption in my life, and God willing, in the life of my family. Next time on My Story, Part 2, Derek and Tracy.